Welcome to the inaugural broadcast of our brand new Web Talk radio program, Middle Age, Your Best Age. Listen in each week as we discuss challenges and opportunities for renewal of life in prime time after age 40. If you are stressed out, lack energy, and are less than enthusiastic about the future, you may be sleepwalking through life. Today's program will outline how you can wake up to a brighter tomorrow. It's my pleasure to introduce the host of our show, author, speaker, and expert on midlife renewal, the human alarm clock, my husband, Roy Richards.
Well, thank you, Gloria, my loving wife of many years. I won't tell exactly how many because you know how women are about their age, so we'll just leave it at that. And welcome, all of you, to the first broadcast of Middle Age, Your Best Age. Routinely, you'll hear from Gloria and other women on the program in the future in weeks and months to come because we're going to look at renewal both from a woman's and a man's perspective. Let's start with a basic premise of our show. The premise is this. The notion that once we reach middle age, our best days are behind us is utter hogwash. As a matter of fact, at 40, 50, even 60, you're the same one-of-a-kind man and woman that you were at 25, only much better, because you've been refined by 20 or more years of adult living experience. You are able to filter the enthusiasm of youth through the not lenses of experience, and that's a winning combination. You won't fall for those kind of star in your eyes offers that you had back when you were 22. The challenge for a lot of us, though, is we need to remove layers of self-doubt and past disappointments. A number of us have suffered through less than happy years in adult life, and we need to get over that and look at tomorrow as a new start on a bright future. How often have you either you made comments like this or heard someone else make comments like this? Well, I'm just too old to start over. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. That's kind of a negative attitude toward the future, isn't it? How about this line? I've heard this one before. The future's not in my control. Someone else will determine my destiny, and someone else is usually your employer, the economy, your spouse, politicians. Somebody else is responsible if you're unhappy. That's another excuse we often hear. How about this comment? I simply have too much to lose. My pension, years on the job, seniority, benefits. Let me tell you, in future programs, we're going to talk about how you can feel better about yourself right where you are, and that is possible. The intent of our program over the upcoming weeks will be to cure what I consider the twin midlife curses. Those are lost dreams and diminished expectations. We think we can no longer cling to those dreams of youth, that we're just too old to accomplish everything we wanted to accomplish when we were younger. And our expectations for the future, what are they? A lot of us don't have any expectations for the future other than things will be better when I retire. And believe me, if you don't have some plans in mind for an active and joyous retirement, that probably won't be any better either. Ask yourself this question. Have I grown old before my time? Do my words, actions, and outlook on life portray me as older than my chronological age? Are you tired and used up each morning when you get up, not looking forward at all to what you have to do in the day ahead? And longer term, what do you have to look forward to? Like I said, if it's just a retirement and you don't really know what you want to do in retirement, that's not a very exciting future to look forward to. If your routine is stressful, dull, and uninspiring, let me tell you, sir or madam, you are sleepwalking through life. But you've come to the right place because we're your middle age alarm clock, and we're going to get you out of that lethargy, and we're going to show you a brighter way to face the future. We want to transform dominant outlooks for our listeners from negative to positive. Why can't you enjoy the moment? Why can't you adopt a hopeful spirit of adventure? There's a lot to be done in the future, and you can accomplish a lot if you have positive expectations. These three elements are not just reserved for the young. You can have it at 40, at 50, whatever your age. Now, there is no magic formula for the fountain of youth. I'm not pretending there is, but we can enter the second half of our life with a clear destination in mind. And second, we can enter the second half of our lives in control of our own destiny. I want you to be sure that you are the CEO of you, because who else is going to do a better job of managing your future than you can yourself? You know, ever since we progressed beyond the diaper stage, we really sort of need to take control of our own lives, and maybe someday when we're back in diapers in a nursing home, we can turn it over to somebody else, but hopefully that's many, many years from now. Also, we'll need to bring our significant others along, because negative commentary of everyone around us and arguing and down on in the dumps, that can bring our attitudes down. So in future programs, we'll talk about bringing significant others along in renewal. As a matter of fact, renewing as a team is really the best way to do it. Our future programs will include thoughts on spreading positive emotions to others, and it may not be as hard as you think it is, even if everyone around you is very negative now. For one thing, if you don't argue back, it always takes two to tango. And if somebody's always starting arguments and you refuse to argue back, they're going to get tired of that after a while. They're going to find somebody else to express their bad feelings to. And if you don't second any negative comments, that helps too. If somebody is constantly criticizing the president or the town council or whatever, and you just refuse to second that and just move on to more positive subjects, that person is probably soon going to tire of being so negative around you. At this point, you probably have a logical question. I know if I had tuned in to this program, I would probably have that question. What makes Roy Richards an expert on midlife renewal, and why should I listen to him? It's a good question, isn't it? Well, here's my answer. I'm not a PhD in psychology. I do have an MBA, but that was in business and isn't really directly related to what this program is about. But why you should listen to me is because I've been there and I've done that. I can feel your pain, but I have recovered, and I'm going to show you how you can do that too. For 30 long years, I was sleepwalking through life and career and relationships. And when you think about it, that's 1,400 Blue Mondays I went through. And since I wasn't all that enthused about what I was doing on Tuesdays through Fridays, that's a total of 7,500 boring or stressful work days. And since my career and my lack of joy in what I was doing for a living carries over to living in general, I suffered through 11,000 total days of unfulfilled living over that 30 years. Unfulfilled dreams, lack of direction, fear of tomorrow, all that kind of defined me. However, the good news is, since around 2000, I've had 12 years of bliss. That was the year approximately when middle age renewal took place in me. And at middle age, believe me, I've learned we don't have to abandon our dreams and we don't have to place our destiny in another's hands. Now, I don't have all the answers to this, obviously, and that's why this is going to be a participation program, and I'll want to hear from you. And we'll talk later in the program about how you can get in touch with us to give your experiences and to help us do our program. Let me tell you a little about our down years. Or my down years. In college, my favorite courses were courses like psychology, political science, sociology, religion. Aptitude tests told me that I would probably thrive as a newspaper editor, a minister, a social counselor, a human resources person, anything but what I went into, because I went against what the aptitude test said, and I went into business simply because that seemed to be the path of least resistance. And fresh out of the Navy in around 1970, I think it was, I reported for work at a Fortune 100 worldwide manufacturing company. And if I mentioned this company, you'd instantly know who it was. But I'm not going to mention it because I don't want to cast aspersions on my former employer. Well, I walked in the door, and probably within the first day or two on the job, I knew that this was not really where I wanted to spend my next 40 years of adult career. I was given mind-numbing tasks. I was basically told to check creativity at the door, it made me wonder, did I spend all that time and money getting an MBA for this? Because there really was no discretion. They told you what we needed, exactly how it was to be done, and when it had to be done. They even told us when we had to work overtime. The worst thing about that, you know what that was? I looked at my boss's job, who was stressed and running around like a chicken with his head chopped off, and he didn't seem happy or satisfied or creative in his job. And then I looked at my boss's job, and he had a cruddy job. So why would I want to stick around? But, you know, when you start out new in the business world, you certainly don't want to appear to friends and recruiters and other people as unstable. So I buried my ego for a while and just hung in there. 15 more years, to be precise. I didn't stay with that company all that time. I worked for five companies over those 15 years, four of which are now gone and out of business. I guess that says something about how meaningful my contributions were. Now, it wasn't my fault alone that these companies went out of business, but they did. Somewhere along the line, I lost the idealism of youth. I lost all those dreams I'd had for what I was going to accomplish in life, and I just accepted lower horizons. I adjusted them downward and kind of forgot who I was. I did work up over the years, though. By 1985, I was chief financial officer of a West Coast insurance company. But then what happened? The company was taken over. A new owner came in. They hired a new CEO. And pretty soon, as CFO, he wanted his own man, and I was out the door. The good news was I was given almost a full year of severance with full pay and benefits. So I resolved, that was around Thanksgiving weekend of 1985, that I was really going to examine myself along with my wife and children, and we were going to talk about what we really wanted to do in the second half of life. Well, I bought a bunch of books on motivation at middle age. I bought books on the career change after 40, all these good kind of books you read, and I read all those books and got inspired, and I was all ready to hit the pavement and find the position of my dreams. Well, guess what? Weeks turned into months, and months turned into over a year, and the job search became frantic. I missed out on as runner-up on a couple of really good positions, but by the end of the year or so, I was about willing to take anything, and all that time and all that, with that severance pay, all that opportunity went by the way, and I ended up accepting a job that paid about $40,000 less, made me move out of the Southern California area, and really was not a good job at all. I didn't stay in that job very long. Ended up with a number of short-term opportunities and then two failed startups, and finally ended up in the basement of my home as a wholesale insurance broker, pretty much in business for myself. Now, that was fine because I was able to put my kids through college, although they had to use loans and other methods to get through there. But I did see my children to adulthood. We were able to stay in the house that we were in. But the problem was I really didn't enjoy what I was doing. The worst thing was we didn't have a real vacation for about 13 years because either my wife or I always had to be here to cover the phones. So occasionally I'd take a week away, she'd take a week away, and the other one would be stuck here, and we couldn't really enjoy living. The simple joy of being alive was missing. The kids turned out fine, but I missed out. And you know, over that 30-year period I talked about, I can only remember about 3 or 4 years that where I was really satisfied and really what I was and really enjoyed doing what I was doing for a living. And this is no good. Well, let me tell you a little about my recovery. This is interesting. I happened to be going through the basement in 2000, and I discovered a box of old mementos from my college and graduate school days. I saw my letter sweater and remembered running track and cross country in college and how much I enjoyed that. I discovered some playbills from some plays I had been in during the summer and really enjoyed acting. Never have done that since. I looked at some of my academic honors and remembered the classes that I really liked and the courses that I really got a lot of benefit out of. And I discovered some correspondence from two very sweet young ladies who I had pretty serious relationships with back in those days. And I looked at all this and I thought, you know, that Roy Richards back there in college days when he was a senior and starting out, he had all the potential in the world. I could have done practically anything I wanted. I could have followed my dreams. Why didn't I? Where had I been for the past 30 years? It was 30 years. Why had I been holding myself back? I asked myself that. No one's benefiting from this, certainly not me, and it really my spouse, my children, my employers. Nobody else had been benefiting from me holding myself back. And why was I constantly struggling to maintain a status quo that I didn't even admire? Now, I don't want to BS you. All pressures didn't magically disappear on that day in 2000 when I discovered that box and when I started thinking about the past. But almost overnight, my attitude changed from negative to positive. I realized, you know, that person that was there at 22 is still there within me. That potential is still there within me. Oh, you know, things are a little different now. Obviously, I can't go back and become a doctor, or I can't do a number of things that I could have done back there at 22. Not that I ever really wanted to be a doctor anyway, but, you know, so there are some limitations brought about by age, but I still have all the potential in the world to do what I want to do with the rest of my life. I began writing the two books that I've written on evenings and weekends. I knew that I wanted to inspire others to renew themselves at midlife. I knew that I wanted to conduct seminars and give talks on middle age renewal. And you know what? I began sleeping like a baby. I began looking forward to Monday, which I never had all those years. I wanted to be around and learn from successful people. You know, prior to then, I always kind of resented somebody who was a big success at my age, who had a lot more money than me, who was CEO of a big company or whatever. But now I wanted to be around those kind of people because I realized that the world is not a zero-sum game and that their success doesn't detract from me in any way. And I want others to enjoy their life like I do. But at the same time, you know, I didn't want to be anyone else in the entire world. I really felt good about writing these books on middle age renewal and on making plans for the future to form the company that I now operate, Middle Age Renewal Training. And the more I help others, the more I like myself. And you know what had happened back then? Absent intention and without full understanding, I had stumbled upon midlife renewal. Now, it took me way too long. I was in my 50s, and I had inflicted needless pain on myself and others for years by being less than satisfied with my daily life. But you don't need to wait that long, because there is a better way, and that's what we're going to talk about on this program over the next weeks and months to come. We will discuss self-help exercises that will help you to renew your life right now. So what's my point of all this dialogue about myself? Well, there's a couple points. First of all, I want to emphasize that it's possible to recharge your batteries and renew at any age, 40, 50, 60, 70. You're never too old to become chief executive officer of your own destiny. And why would you want to turn that job over to anyone else? Second, I learned that it's futile to change jobs or to change your career without an examination of the whole picture. What do you want to do for the rest of your life? Who do you want to be with? What do you want in the future out of life? Because just putting the career ahead of everything else just doesn't work. The third thing I've learned is it's important to convert those closest to you from negative to positive as well. Renewing together is a big plus. To launch our program, here are three solemn promises that I will make you that we will try to fulfill for you over the months and weeks to come. First of all, I promise you that if you stay committed to renewal, you will come to believe in yourself and you will accept responsibility for the rest of your life. No more excuses, oh, if so-and-so hadn't done this to me or whatever. You will take responsibility and you will be proud and happy to do so for your own future. Second, once your attitude becomes positive, planning and executing a game plan to get from here to there will come easy for you. I know right now you may not have the slightest idea of how you're going to build a positive future like you would like to see it built, But once you hone in on exactly where you're going and your attitude each day is positive, planning and executing a life's plan will come easy for you. Third, I promise you that as you prosper, you will spread goodwill to others and will condition yourself over time to balance career with family, spiritual, social, and community. No one can be truly renewed if they're totally dedicated just to getting ahead and making a lot of money or becoming CEO of a company. You need a balanced life, and you need a balanced outlook on life. Let me give you a quick preview of some of the issues we'll address over the next few weeks. We'll talk about escaping from a stressful job or a dead-end career, how you can do that. We'll talk about how to avoid midlife crisis by acting like a child. Sounds like kind of an interesting concept. We'll talk about performing a marriage checkup, how to rediscover romance and adventure and with someone probably you've lived with for a number of years, and maybe the heat of romance has grown cold. We'll talk about reigniting the fires. We'll talk about how to convince the boss that you're not over the hill at 45 or 50. You know, there's some of these people that think baby boomers are nothing but old dinosaurs that just aren't up with technology today, aren't up with what's going on in business. We'll talk about how to convince them otherwise. We'll give a notice to our employers. Here's how to maximize the performance of seasoned employees, baby boomers, and others that have been around for a number of years. Are you getting the maximum out of your seasoned employees? We'll talk about how to move from unemployed to the career of your dreams. That's certainly an interesting topic. And we'll talk about how to relate to your offspring as they turn from loving, cuddly children into rebellious teens who really don't want to talk to you. We'll talk about all these subjects. Throughout, we will suggest exercises, which hopefully will help jumpstart your midlife renewal. Our program will feature primarily down-to-earth experiences of folks just like you and me, people that were challenged at middle age and came out a winner. Now, we may invite a doctor of something or other to come on the program from time to time, but this will be to offer practical advice. We have no, at least I certainly do, and I don't think you do either, have no particular interest in the tendencies of the baby boom generation or generations X and Y and all that gobbledygook we hear about generational talk. Each person is a unique individual, and we're only trying to talk to you as a person, not you as a member of the baby boom generation. And to help others, I would love to hear from you. What inspired you to change your life? Or if you're in the process of renewing your life, what challenges do you face? I would like to hear from you what issues you would like us to talk about or to tell us your story. And if you're really have an inspiring experience, we'd like to have you as a guest on the show. If you'd like to be one or if you'd like to suggest something, you can contact me. My email is roy@middleagerenewal.com. Middle Age Renewal is all one word, roy@middleagerenewal.com. Or you can even call me at 515-221-9902. That's 515-221-9902. No calls in the middle of the night, please. I need my sleep. In closing, let me give you a word of warning. There are no shortcuts to sustainable midlife renewal. I'm sure you knew that. Most of us know that there are plenty of barriers in the way that we need to overcome before we really have a life of joy. Let me tell you a kind of a funny story. Back in the late 70s, we lived in Pittsburgh, and I was a smoker back then. I probably smoked a pack and a half to two packs a day. Can you believe it? Now, of course, knowing what we know about cancer and all the other heart threats to the heart and everything else, I probably would have been smarter. But back then, it wasn't quite so clear. But I decided I wanted to quit smoking. So I paid $150 and signed up for a 10-week course in Stop Smoking. We went through all this exercise of dumping stale cigarettes in a jar and smelling them, all kinds. And then halfway through the program, we cold turkey quit smoking and started putting the money we'd been spending on cigarettes aside so that we could see how much money we could have for other purposes. Well, we had a graduation after 10 weeks when we invited the spouse and other members of our family, celebrated that we'd quit smoking, walked out onto the street after the graduation, and my friend Bob, who I'd met during the class, walked outside and lit up a cigarette. I said, "Bob, what are you doing? You just spent 10 weeks and $150 to quit." And he smiled at me and said, "Well, I never really intended to quit. I just wanted to cut down a little." Well, let me tell you right now, there are no shortcuts to stop smoking, and there's no partial shortcuts to a joyful new life. You're going to have to keep at it, and you're going to have to consistently remind yourself that you're working on a new and positive outlook on life, and it doesn't always come easy. The other thing I need to warn you about, and this is something obvious, I don't really need to warn anybody, but once renewed, everything won't suddenly be perfect. The key is you'll be prepared to bounce back from anything. You know, the people in Joplin, Missouri, just about a year ago suffered from that awful tornado, and I will guarantee you that people who had a positive outlook and had been renewed at middle age suffered from their homes being destroyed just as much as those that were down in the dumps. The key is, how did they bounce back and reacquire a positive attitude and know that they were going to come through with flying colors over time? And that's what we want to be able to do. As we launch, I just ask you to keep an open mind. The methods we will discuss over the coming weeks have worked for millions. And I don't mean I've influenced millions, but these techniques that we're talking about have been around for centuries, and they do work. For now, just set aside your natural, and it's a healthy, skepticism, and let us go to work together and see what we can do to have a brighter future. And for most important, bury memories of past failures and frustrations. No matter how many times things have not gone your way, life can be better. Clear your mind, buckle your seatbelt, and let's move forward to the joyful and accomplishment-filled second half that you deserve, that we all deserve. How about you? Is life where you want it to be at middle age? Here are two suggestions. Why not take a 30-day emotional diary? If you're not certain that you would benefit from renewing your life at this point, record your thoughts and emotions in a little notebook at the beginning and end of each day. Ask yourself if you're looking forward in the morning to the day ahead. At the end of the day, did things go better or worse than expected? And was your overall attitude toward what you did that day negative or positive? At the end of 30 days, you can look at those daily diaries, and you can pretty much tell whether your life is more positive or negative and whether you would benefit from having a brighter outlook. We don't have a shortcut we can offer you also. We've developed what we call the Happiness Gauge Worksheet, 20 simple questions that you score on a scale of 1 to 4, I believe it is. And you can obtain that absolutely free as part of what we call our Middle Age Renewal Training Mini Course, which is available on our website. Just go to www.middleagerenewal.com. That's all one word, and you can obtain yours absolutely free. Tune in next week, and we'll talk about some common excuses that people use for putting off renewal and remaining unhappy and unfulfilled. Seems like kind of a silly exercise to do, but a lot of people do that. Well, I'm Roy Richards, founder and CEO of Middle Age Renewal Training, and your host on this program, Middle Age, Your Best Age. Once again, our twin goals are to reawaken positive emotions and expectations for middle-aged men and women, and to revive lagging businesses and not-for-profit enterprises by improving and tapping into the talents often hidden of seasoned employees like you and me, and to bring the best out of employees who have been around for a while. Visit our website, once again, at www.middleagerenewal.com. There you can preview my two books, and you can obtain your free Happiness Gauge Worksheet. Also, you can watch 10 free YouTube videos, which we have up on the website, which discuss various aspects of middle age, and you also get to see what I look like. Doesn't that sound exciting? Well, thank you for listening, and I hope to see you again back with us next week.